Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, your furnace should have kicked on in the last few days. If it didn't, you got problems.
Why? You got to turn your furnace on this time of year? Some people like it cool, Larry.
And you get that first burnt dust smell of the year.
Is that what it is? Is it dust that's burning?
Yeah. I would imagine.
Why don't we find an expert and ask?
Rocco Florio from Air Pro Heating and Cooling's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rocco, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Let me guess. In your business, the second people's furnaces start kicking on would be another one of those flashpoints where all of a sudden you get the calls.
That's right.
And is it dust? What's burning in there that puts that smell in the house?
It's just the dust from the summer. The only thing it's working on that furnace is actually the blower. So that's blowing the dust around and into the system to make the air flow past the coil. And the coil gets a lot of dust on, so when you change the temperature, you might smell that.
Is it a bad thing?
No, it just tells you might want to check your coil on top of your furnace and get your furnace cleaned periodically. Not every 10 years, like every other year at least.
Yeah. No. And the number one easy thing for a homeowner to do is change the filter.
That's correct.
Tell us why, if you have a dirty filter, it can be a real issue.
Well, because it's a restrictor. You know, we used to call filters that were dirty boulder blockers. So, I mean, that's the only, they can only stop boulders if you got them all clogged up with dust and debris and dirt. Like the rule of thumb, I think I've gone all that over this before with you, that, if you have a throwaway filter, which is a 1-inch filter, change it every 2 months. If you have a larger filter, which we call box filters, April Air, Honeywell filters, about 5 inches wide, change them every 6 months. When you turn your furnace on, change a filter. When you turn your air conditioner on, change the filter.
So seasonally, right now, it's go time.
Right.
So you should be changing. Everybody should do a filter change.
Everybody should do a filter change.
Now,
But
Rocco, does it get to the point where the air doesn't even come through the filter, or what does it do?
Only at your house.
It can.
I mean, how serious can it get?
Well, if you have a complete blocked filter, it can affect your blower motor malfunction. It can put the heat exchangers to crack. It can affect, in air conditioning season also, it'll stop and cause the air not to flow, and you'll actually freeze up your coil, and then you got water all over the place, So it's a factor.
So what would a standard, like a seasonal checkup cost, generally?
With us, it's about $79. I mean, that's one of the one things that we get. We find that we go into people's homes and we have people that call us that their furnace isn't working properly. We go out there, it's never been cleaned in 5 years. Oh. So we say, hey, it might be an idea to get this done every couple years. And, today's world, we do a little more than just clean the furnace. We do some combustion testing, which is with an analyzer. And we find that today to be one of the major problems, because a lot of times when people get cleaning checks, it's, once over 15-minute job. Well, we spend about 30 minutes at least in a home, and do that analyzation with combustion machine, which will tell us if there's any carbon dioxide being emitted into the house or there's high levels in their flue pipes, whether it's going into a chimney or going outside with plastic PVC. So those are things that we try to check all the time.
We're with Rocco Florio from Air Pro Heating and Cooling. Rocco, what about the dirt in your venting system throughout the house? Is that an issue?
Yeah, I get mine done every 5 years. I don't want to throw anybody a plug, but there's a few good ones, and That's about it. They do it the proper way.
I mean, what do they do? Do they come in and just vacuum them out, or what do they do?
No. They drill holes in actually your ductwork in the basement, get access with their fine-tuned machinery there, and they run these whips in there that whip all the, you know, dirt around and collect it, and then they take they have a big vac that's in their truck, and it, you know, pretty much sucks all that dust and dirt out, and they get it pretty clean, because a lot of the good companies have videos and will show you the difference between when they came and when they left.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, for most people, if you don't see it, well,
you don't worry about it.
Right. But I mean, it makes perfect sense, especially every season when you first get, in this case, the furnace to kick on. It's blowing all that dust around, too.
That's correct. And, you know, it's amazing anymore what we see in the people's neglect. I mean, I've gone to places, well, my guys have gone to places where people think that, you know, the furnace area is a storage area for all their junk, you know. Well, that's not the case. I mean, it should be, shouldn't have things in front of it, shouldn't have things in front of the water heater. And these are things that we, as, you know, technicians come out and say, hey, you know, you got to move this stuff away from here. This is a fire hazard, you know.
Rocco, what if the heat is uneven in the house? In other words, you got cold rooms, and then you got rooms that are just way too hot.
Well, you know, sometimes you can dampen them down with the registers in your rooms, you know, like turn it down a little bit. Like, if, let's say, you know, today people don't use their dining rooms, they use their kitchens. So, you know, close it, shut it down a little bit, get more heat or cooling to other parts of the house. Air conditioning is a little different because you try to shut things down on the lower levels and get it all pushed upstairs because cold air falls. But for heating, you know, you gotta open up some ducts that you utilize more of the area during the day, so a lot of the furnaces should have, and I don't, you know, everybody, when the new construction, you know, is most important whenever you're putting a furnace in, that they put dampers inside the ducts. But then you got people that finish their basements and they cover those dampers, so can't get to them anymore. But yeah, you can do most of your dampening right from the registers.
Rocco Florio from Air Pro Heating and Cooling on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rocco, great information. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Oh, you're going to be busy. Don't worry.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.